Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. I have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's a number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day. There are some odd items on our celebration list today, so I'm going to run through just a couple interesting ones. National Paste-Up Day. I don't know what that even means. National Paste-Up Day. National Packaging Design Day. I think my son will like that one. Barrier Awareness Day. For those of us that have beaten anorexia, it is National Roast Leg of Lamb Day. I think we like that one. Yeah, nice one there. And National Teacher Appreciation Day. Have we got a teacher that you can remember that you would appreciate? Just throw that out there. Hey, let's take a look at the markets. I don't know. Maybe we don't want to take a look at the markets. Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down 415 points.
Ow!
Yeah, that's a bit painful. I think we got to turn that volume down on those guys, don't we? I mean, they're a little loud today. Oil, 96 cents a barrel, down a little bit right there, down 96 cents a barrel on the price of oil. Have we looked and seen what gas prices are doing? What are you paying for gas nowadays? Are you getting any kind of a decent price on it, or are you paying a boatload of money? $2.88.9 is the national average gallon of gasoline, $4.09.9 right here in Taxifornia, $3.64 in the oil-producing state of Hawaii, and once again, Alabama is leading the country. Drum roll, please. $2.50.6 they're paying in Alabama compared to Taxifornia at $4.09.9 is the average right here. Let's take a look further in the markets. What is going on? We'll talk about the bond market as well. The 10-year Treasury, 2.458 is the 10-year Treasury. I'm going to tell you, I believe it's going to go down even further. I think that 10 years is going to go down maybe in the range of 235 to 240, maybe even 230. But there is a disconnect. There is a disconnect between the interest rates, mortgage rates, and the bond rates. Just throw that out there, because the United States federal government, or the Federal Reserve, is out there buying U.S. 10-year treasuries. They're not buying the mortgage-backed securities. So we're going to look at 2.458 right now, 10-year treasury for the 10-year bond. Same bond in Germany has a negative interest rate, negative 0.035. In Japan, negative 0.05 are the numbers in Japan. So we're watching that one as well. We're looking at the UK, 1.16, Spain, 0.96, Italy. I don't know if you want to put your money in Italy. That might be a little bit more risky than I would be comfortable with. But we'll continue to watch that one as well. We watch them all for you. And I'm just going to throw it out there. I think that we're going to see a little bit of improvement in the mortgage rates. Still watching those very, very closely. Ready for those of you who are looking at buying a new home. We're checking them out. We're going to see where we go with those rates. What else is going on in the news today? Uncle Joe Biden, he's in the news, although he may not be in the news for exactly what he likes. I know that he doesn't realize that Margaret Thatcher died, but he wants to be the president of the United States. He's saying that Margaret Thatcher is upset with President Trump. Yeah, maybe Joe's got a new thing that he's able to speak with the dead. I don't know. We're just wondering about that. But what about his son? Hunter Biden did a $1.5 billion deal.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, with the Chinese government while his father was vice president. Now, he didn't have any prior relations with. He was able to do a $1.5 billion deal while daddy was vice president. Do you think that was a little influence desire on the part of the Chinese? Just a quick question. I just thought I'd throw that out there for you to think about. Unbelievable. Now, think about this one. $1.5 billion going from China to Hunter Biden, and they're prosecuting Lori Loughlin for her paying off a few colleges. We'll see what that one has. But I bet you're not going to see that on MSNB Hee-Haw. They probably won't tell you. We'll have one bit of coverage on that. Probably not. We'll see. I bet you're not going to see that on the Cannabis News Network. I used to call it the Clinton News Network. Well, maybe there's as many people watch the Clinton News Network as go to the lectures from the Clintons. Do you see this latest one that they were charging a whopping $2 a person to get in? Ooh, that's a toughie right there. Let's continue watching what's in the daily briefing today. Democrats ready to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress. Now, here's the fascinating part of this. There was a prior attorney or special counsel, Starr. He was on one of the programs yesterday talking about the leak through the Robert Mueller's letter following Barr's summary of the Russian report. Ken Starr doing this. Details of the March 24th letter went public shortly before Barr testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee last week. Multiple news outlets reported that Mueller raised concerns about how Barr's conclusions from the investigation were being portrayed. Now, Mueller didn't say that he was upset about what was said. He didn't say that anything that Barr said was incorrect. What he said was he was upset about how it was being portrayed in the news. Yet the news media got all sideways about that. Now, fascinating other part of this is the fact that the Judiciary Committee holding Attorney General Barr in contempt of Congress, why are they doing that? Well, it's because the Attorney General would not break the law on behalf of Congress. Think about what they've asked him to do. Now, they asked for a completely unredacted copy of the Mueller report. But the law put in place by Congress says you're not allowed to divulge grand jury testimony. So are the Congress people asking for the Attorney General to break the law, and then they're going to hold him in contempt for not breaking the law? Now, I hear, and I didn't do this myself, reports I've seen have said that the redacted report is about 8% redaction. 8% of the 400-plus pages had redactions in there that are required by law. Of the document that the Congress people had options to go see in a secure area, had about 1% redactions. But wait, the Senate Judiciary Committee, they didn't go look at that report. They didn't take the opportunity to go see that. So is this just a big grandstanding? Is that all they're really doing here? I'll leave that for you to decide. I bet you can guess on my opinion. Moving right along, how about the court battle over the president's tax returns are developing? Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has denied House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal's request for President Trump's tax returns. Would you want your tax returns? Would you want any secure document going to the United States Congress? They can't keep their mouth shut about anything. Concluded the conclusion from the Treasury Secretary was the request lacked a quote-unquote legitimate legislative purpose. Mnuchin's decision is sure to set in motion a battle in the courts over those tax returns. Likely options available to Democrats would be to subpoena the Internal Revenue Service for the returns or file a lawsuit. We'll see what happens there. Next on the rundown, President Trump has pardoned a former Army lieutenant who was convicted in 2009 of killing an Iraqi prisoner suspected of being an al-Qaeda terrorist. The White House announced Monday evening. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders cited broad support for Michael Behena of Edmond, Oklahoma, from the military, Oklahoma elected officials, and the public, including 37 generals and admirals, along with a former Pentagon inspector general, as the reason for Trump's clemency grant. Sanders also said Behena had been a model prisoner while serving his sentence. Military court originally sentenced Behena to 25 years for unpremeditated murder in a combat zone. However, the Army's highest appellate court noted concern about how the trial court had handled Bahama's claim of self-defense. Sanders is was the commentary there. The Army Clemency and Parole Board reduced his sentence to 15 years and paroled him in 2014 as soon as he was eligible, now pardoned by the President of the United States. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. Home buyers optimistic about home ownership, 8 most common credit mistakes, 4 basic questions that college graduates cannot answer, interesting about that, and why you should never get a mortgage from a big bank, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage when you're ready for that next mortgage. Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. You just need to give me a call, 800-306-1990. 1990, I will put you in touch with the right folks at our friends Gold Star Mortgage. The markets today, they are a bit painful. If you've been listening to the broadcast this morning, I shared with you where we started the day, where we've been on this little bit of a ugly day in the markets. We're down 420 points on the Dow. Yeah, a little bit painful. Oil down 72 cents per barrel. We're going to look at the NASDAQ. That's down 130 points. That's the biggies. That's Apple and Microsoft. A lot of those are big, the tech companies are on the NASDAQ. S&P 500 down 49.5. The 10-year Treasury, 2.458. That's going past a barrier that we were wondering if we would get past before. I'll talk about that in a minute. The Fannie Mae 30-year bond, mortgage-backed securities down or up 11 basis points, means interest rates should be dropping a little bit. So we're going to watch that one as well for you, as we do every day. We got some data out this morning. It's not data that usually is market moving. The market moving news right now all has to do with China. It's all got to do with the trade battle with China. And I'm going to share with you what no one else is really talking about, this part of it, right? I mean, China has to save face. They got about 90% of the way to an agreement, and then China decides that they're going to try and renegotiate the deal. President Trump says, hey, that's not the way we work anymore. I know you've done that with other presidents in the past, other administrations in the past. Ain't going to work now. And the president comes out and says, we'll just increase the tariffs from 10% to 25%. China's economy is already slowing. Well, then they'll see if they're going to, how they want to play that. Now, the answer to that happened already when China initially, they said, well, Vice Premier Liu was not coming to the U.S. for their trade discussions, but that didn't happen. China is sending, and Vice Premier Liu is coming to the U.S. to discuss trade relations. Despite the Trump tariff threats, mortgage bonds are moving higher now as they are a flight to quality trade. It's another quiet economic news day. We saw the JOLT, the job openings report, 7.5 million unfilled jobs in the U.S., 7.5 million unfilled jobs. That means there's going to be some pressure. Unemployment should keep a downward movement. But just as important as that is we should be able to see that some wage increases as well. So that'll be some good news for the markets. CoreLogic came out. They reported that home prices rose 1% in March, 3.7% year over year. Well, and that's a national number. Remember, that's national. That's not in our neighborhood. While the year over year rate moderated slightly from 4% to 3.7%, current levels of appreciation are definitely sustainable, very meaningful for wealth creation. CoreLogic forecasts that home prices will appreciate by 4.8% from March 2019 to March 2020, which is up from the 4.7% they forecasted in February. I think there's going to be some choppiness, but still believe the dynamics are in place for a healthy housing market. Deputy Chief Economist for CoreLogic, Ralph McLaughlin, said, the broader market looks more temperate as supply and demand come into balance with mortgage rates flat, inventory picking up. We expect more buyers to take advantage of easing housing market headwinds. More buyers there. Zillow shared an article yesterday giving some reason for a surge in housing. We've been talking about the next wave when looking at the demographics for years. The amount of individuals turning the median home buying age, which is 34, is increasing significantly over the next several years. That means there will be a larger amount of individuals coming to market to either purchase or rent a home. Zillow estimates that 3.11 million people are projected to enter the market by 2028, which is an increase of 7.4% from the past 10 years. So you get more people coming into the market. That is good news for prices, because that's going to create more demand. More demand means prices going up. That's what we've been looking for in different areas. Just a thought there for you. Just remember that that's what we're seeing. If you're thinking about buying a house, you might want to think about that, doing it sooner rather than later. Just a thought right there. Moving right along, see what else we have in the mortgage world here for you. Did want to chat a little bit. I hear this on a regular basis, and I've got some friends at big banks, so I don't want to get anybody too mad at me. But hey, you know something? My job is to tell you what I see. One of the things I've been hearing more and more about is people going to the big banks for a mortgage. And it's probably one of the weaker decisions that you can make. And I'm just going to give you some ideas. And yes, I'll give you full disclosure. I do lead a lending team at a mortgage bank. I do talk to a lot of real estate and mortgage people on a regular basis. But the big banks, you know, you got to be careful of the big banks. And they're very, very inefficient and as to their operations. The mortgage market is being taken over by non-banks, be the Quickens and others. Non-banks run much more efficiently than the banks, can make a nice profit charging less on a mortgage than those big bureaucratic banks. Think about that. You hear about a big bank making billions of dollars in a quarter. You think about them getting fined billions of dollars. Yet they still have the ability of doing that. Where do you think that money is coming from? It's from all the profits they're making from charging you money for your mortgage, charging money for the credit cards, for all the different services. When you put money in there into savings, are you getting a lot of money back for your savings account? No. So they're just making boatloads of money. What are some of the options you have that are not big bank options? Well, how about credit unions? Years ago, credit unions were not the best place to look for a mortgage, but that was then, this is now. Today, credit unions might be a good source for mortgages, especially if you're looking for something more creative. Credit unions make sense, particularly for shorter term loans and mortgage refinances, 7 years, 10 years, 15 years. Many have low or no cost closings in return for bumping up the interest rate just a bit. You can get that almost anywhere. When it comes to mortgages, the difference between a credit union and a bank is the credit union wants you to get out of debt while the bank wants you to stay in debt. Credit unions do more creative products while the whole design being to get you debt-free instead of paying the bank forever and ever. You know that I am not a fan of having your mortgage paid off because it is debt equity. You can make safe, secure money in other ways that is much more advantageous to you, especially while interest rates are low, relatively speaking. Online lenders simplify the process by shopping for a mortgage for you, letting you securely and easily share your financial info to get a quote. Some may offer you the opportunity to lock in your interest rate for up to 3 months. You got to pay for that. Mortgage brokers are salespeople who shop your mortgage application to multiple lenders. Many lenders do not have salespeople on staff, so mortgage brokers act as a bridge between borrowers and banks, but there are things to consider before using a mortgage broker. The pros of using a mortgage broker include the fact that they can shop unusual loan situations to lenders. For example, a self-employed person going for a mortgage who has a different level of income each year. Behind the scenes, a mortgage broker tells lenders, look, I know this client doesn't fit your typical customer profile, but here's why I think they're right for your portfolio. They basically pitch your loan to different people and market you as a borrower. Cons of using a mortgage broker are they may make promises they can't keep since they're not the lender. Those promises could be about the interest rate or they could be about the funding for the loan itself. Because they do not actually have the money, they cannot guarantee you'll be successfully underwritten for a mortgage. But here's the nice thing. A mortgage broker does not make money if your loan does not go through. So your interests and their interests are aligned. Mortgage bankers, the term mortgage broker, mortgage banker, once used interchangeably, there's an important difference between the two that you need to know about. A mortgage banker, unlike a broker, actually makes loans because they have access to funds. A mortgage broker, as I mentioned before, does not. So the broker will shop your loan application far and wide, but they can't underwrite you themselves. A banker will not shop your application at all because they exclusively want to and can underwrite the loan. Each has its own merits. I will share with you that the mortgage banking world, many times you've got mortgage bankers that have many, many, many investors, right? Because at the end of the day, they're going to still sell that loan to somebody else. So they are really shopping it for you as well. How much can you save by shopping around? Well, there are numbers that you can save. I'm going to share with you that if you've got a great mortgage individual, that has options for you. The big banks, call any one of the big banks on the corner and ask them what their competitors' rates are for the day. They generally don't know that. The concept here is that the mortgage broker, mortgage banker, they are watching everybody's pricing to see what is in your best interest. They both act as a personal shopper for you. Even though the mortgage banker is lending you money out of their warehouse line, they still have to have someplace to go with that loan when they finish the process. So there is a lot of similarities there for you as well. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. Home buyers optimistic about home ownership, common credit mistakes, basic money questions college grads cannot answer, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before. Or make a child's lifelong wish come true. What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. The home buyers, they're optimistic about home ownership. When we consider buying an item, we naturally go through a research process prior to making our decision. We ask our friends and family members who have made similar purchases about their experience. We get opinions and insights, and we read reviews online. There's no difference when considering a home purchase. Most home buyers start by listening to the news to hear what is being said about the real estate market. They check with family and friends about their experience. They spend time online reading reviews about their desired neighborhood. The challenge is that comments from the news and those closest to us can contradict the data and the reports. One source says one thing while another source says something completely different. There is a group of home buyers that are not allowing comments about an upcoming recession to interfere with their decision to buy a home, according to a survey by Realtor.com. And I quote, nearly 70% of home shoppers this spring think the U.S. will enter a recession in the next 3 years, but that hasn't stopped them from trying to close on a home. Despite the fact that they foresee an economic downturn, they generally expressed confidence that a future recession will be better than 2008 for the housing market, unquote. The report provides more insights from the survey. Nearly 30% of active home shoppers surveyed expected the next recession to begin sometime in 2020. 56% of shoppers believe home prices will have hit their peak. 41% believe housing will fare better than 2008. 45% of home shoppers feel at least slightly more optimistic about home ownership. 33% reported no impact on their feelings about home ownership. Home buyers are aware and making decisions with their eyes wide open. As the report mentioned, again, I quote, the fact that some 36% of home shoppers expect the next recession to be harder on the housing market than the last recession suggests that they are buying homes with their eyes wide open and very sober, if not slightly pessimistic, views of the housing market. This is a stark contrast to the years leading up to the last recession, when irrational exuberance was more common, and yet another reason to expect that the next downturn will be very different for the housing market than the last. Bottom line, if you're considering buying a home, let's get together to understand, to help you understand how our local market in terms of buying a home is the right choice for you. That is the Real-Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. I get this all the time, questions about credit. It's one of the biggest questions I hear. So I figured I would share a little bit of those 8 most common credit mistakes that we do hear about right here at Ron Siegel Radio. And I question, are you making mistakes when it comes to your credit? A lot of consumers may think they have a good idea of how to manage their credit, but keep making the same errors over and over again. I wonder if they think they're going to get a different result when they keep making that same error again. Avoid these credit mistakes. Your FICO score will be on the rise. The 8 most common credit mistakes. Number 1, worrying too much about having your credit pulled. So many consumers stress about having their credit score pulled when shopping for a mortgage, auto loan, student loan, or other big ticket purchase. Of course, they're worried about their credit score dropping from credit pulls, but their concern may be a little misguided and overblown. In fact, FICO understands that consumers will do their due diligence when making these significant purchases, so they allow consumers to group credit pulls within a certain timeline, so they only count as one. Therefore, the impact on their credit score is minimal, and it's well worth it to have your credit pulled strategically. Number 2, but not worrying enough about having it pulled at other times. Don't get so excited by the information I just shared that you run out and start applying for every credit line and account available, because there is an important caveat. When you apply for credit cards, retail accounts, payday loans, and other second-rate credit lines, FICO won't count those grouped credit pulls as only one, so your score may be negatively affected. Number 3, maxing out credit cards. Your credit balances compared to the available credit amount owed comprise 30% of your FICO score, so it's crucial that you do not max out your credit cards or else your score will fall accordingly. In fact, it's recommended that you keep your balances below 30% of the total available credit in order to protect your FICO score, and consumers with top-notch scores above 800 typically keep their balances below 10% of the available credit. Remember, that's at the statement closing date. If you pay your credit card off in full after you get the bill, it's not going to get reported that you paid it off. It's going to show whatever that full balance was. Number 4, playing the balance transfer game. We all have that one friend who thinks they can outthink the credit card companies by playing the balance transfer game, opening new accounts all the time to take advantage of 0% introductory offers, only to transfer the balance to the next card soon. While there's nothing wrong with taking advantage of a great offer, shuffling credit cards frequently is like trying to win at blackjack. The house or the credit card companies always win. Sooner or later, they usually miss a payment deadline, run into a card that treats a balance transfer like a cash advance, or can't keep up with the mountain of fine print. Likewise, all of this opening and closing accounts will definitely drive your credit score down. Number 5, not checking your credit periodically. When was the last time you checked your credit score? Not your credit score, your FICO score. It's a great idea to pull your credit periodically, keeping abreast of any changes and making sure you're on the right track for a score improvement. However, some consumers make the mistake of not pulling their credit because they haven't taken out any new loans, missed payments, or made any big financial moves that would impact their scores. But remember that identity theft and data hacks are more prevalent than ever, and you probably won't catch them unless you check your score often. MyFICO.com is the go-to place that I like. Yes, it does cost a bit of money, but in the long run, it might save you even more. Paying late, 35% of your FICO score is computed by your payment history, so it's essential that you always pay your credit cards, loans, and other payments on time. For that reason, it's worth it to double check to make sure your payments have arrived and registered with your creditors, and paying ahead of the due date is a great way to play it safe. I pay online and set a quick reminder to check them all. I do it twice a month, once right before the statement closing date, once before the payment due date. That way my balance is as low as possible when the statement closes. And then if there's a few pennies left over, I make sure and make that payment before the payment closing date so we don't have any late fees or show up late. Number seven, closing seasoned accounts. It's not enough to pay on time. Keep your balances low and be mindful of what new accounts you open. You should also be very careful not to close seasoned accounts. In fact, 15% of your FICO score is based on the length of your credit accounts. So consumers who pay off and close a well-seasoned account probably going to hurt your credit score, not help it. Number eight, not actively working to improve your credit, no matter what their circumstances and financial situation. A lot of people make the mistake of throwing their hands up in the air when it comes to credit scoring and just accepting their fate. That is a big error, as everyone can proactively work to improve their credit score. That may mean paying down your balances, strategically opening a new account, or even disputing collections and negative information on your credit report. It takes time, diligence, and organization, but every single person can work to improve their credit score and reach their financial goals. That is all part of the real-time real estate segment today. Again, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, credit card mistakes, basic money questions college grads cannot answer. We'll get into all of that. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 186.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, brought to you by our friends over at Blue Water Credit. When you're ready for credit, when you need your credit report corrected, Blue Water is the solution. And I am here to tell you that everybody needs their credit reviewed. I've never seen a credit report that is completely accurate. I just have not seen it. It could be there. I'm just one that has never, ever seen it. So I'm going to suggest to you, make sure you look at your credit. That would be at myfico.com. And then have our friends over at Blue Water Credit. They can help you out if your credit score needs some repairs or some work on it. But let's look at some credit mistakes. Well, we talked about credit mistakes. We'll talk about money questions today as well. Four money questions that a vast majority of college graduates cannot answer. I think that the college grads would be coming out understanding some of these. But according to a new study, fewer than 25% of college grads can answer money questions of the most basic type. Four money questions to test your knowledge right here. Sally May is out with a new majoring in money study of hundreds of current and recently graduated college students up to age 29. In the study, the loan giant asked questions about some basic concept around interest and credit card payments. And much to everyone's surprise, only about a quarter of the young people could answer all four questions correctly. Can you ace the exam? Let's see how you do if you want to check it out on your own. Number one, interest accumulation. Suppose you had $100 in a savings account. Interest rate was 2% per year after 5 years. How much do you think you would have in the bank if you left the money to grow? More than $102, exactly $102, less than $102, or not sure? Well, the answer right there is, well, we're going to leave it open for you to think about. Number two, effects of payment behavior on credit. Assuming the following individuals have the same credit card with the same interest rate and balance, which will pay the most in interest on their credit card purchases over time? Will it be A, Joe, who makes the minimum payment on his credit card bill every month? B, Jane, who pays the balance on her credit card in full every month? C, Joyce, who sometimes pays the minimum, sometimes pay less than the minimum, and missed one payment on her credit card? D, all of them will pay the same amount of interest over time? Or D, E, not sure? How you doing? Impact of repayment on cost of credit. Imagine there are two options when it comes to paying back a loan, and both come with the same interest rate. Provided you have the needed funds, which option would you select to minimize your total cost over the life of the loan, i.e. all of the payments combined until the loan is completely paid off? A, option one allows you to take 10 years to pay back the loan. B, option two allows you to take 20 years to pay back the loan. C, both options have the same out-of-pocket cost over the life of the loan. And D, not sure. Interest terminology. Which one best defines the term interest capitalization? A is the type of interest charged on high balance loans. B, the addition of unpaid interest to the principal balance of the loan. And C, interest that is charged when you postpone payments on your loan. Here's the answers. Number one was more than $102. Number two, Joyce sometimes pays the minimum, sometimes pays the minimum and missed one payment on her credit card bill. Number three, option one allows you to take 10 years to pay back the loan. Number four, the addition of unpaid interest to the principal balance of the loan was the correct answer. How many of those did you get correct? That is our question of the day. That's your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by our friends at Blue Water Credit. When you're ready for that next credit improvement, if you think about buying a house, a car, furniture, anything that's got long-term debt, you're going to want to talk to our friends over at Blue Water Credit because they can help you take care of understanding what's happening or what's driving your credit scores and maybe help you improve them. And I can tell you this, I have never, ever seen a credit report that could not be improved upon. I've seen them as high as 834 is the highest score I have ever seen. And that score even had some room for improvement. There were errors on the report. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.